Hare Krishna, chapter 1. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sukshastakam, verse 1. The Sukshastakam, spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, leads us from a beginning understanding of the value of chanting to the prayojana of chanting, or the topmost experiential position of love for Krishna in the mood of the Brijbasis. We are meant to attain this prayojana. It is the gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us. To strengthen our faith and increase our enthusiasm to chant Krishna's holy names, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lists in the Sukshastakam's opening verse 7 perfections that arise from chanting. Chaito Dorpanamarjanam Bhavamaha Devagni Navapanam Shreya Karayava Chandrikam Vitaranam Vidyavaru Jivanam Anandam Bhudivardhanam Pratipadam Purnama Amrita Asvadanam Savatma Snaparam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Let there be all victory for the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna, which can cleanse the mirror of the heart and stop the miseries of the blazing fire of material existence. That chanting is the waxing moon that spreads the white lotus of good fortune for all living entities. It is the life and soul of all education. The chanting of the holy name of Krishna expands the blissful ocean of transcendental life. It gives a cooling effect to everyone and enables one to taste full nectar at every step. Chaito Dorpana Marjanam. Chanting Krishna's names cleanses Marjanam, the mirror, Dorpana, of the heart. Chaitas. Because we have taken so many births during which we filled our consciousness with dust, dirt, material desires, and unlimited other material impressions, the mirror of the heart has become buried. Our consciousness has been covered for millions of years. Imagine a mirror covered by 30 kilometers of dust. If we were to look in such a mirror, what would we see? We certainly wouldn't see ourselves. We would see only dust. When we see ourselves only through material consciousness and then act based on what we perceive, it means the dirt in the heart is reacting only with itself. Who we truly are remains forever imperceivable. But chanting cleanses the mirror of the heart and consciousness. This cleansing process can take years, even lifetimes, or we can complete it in a moment if we chant Krishna's names even once without offense. The Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 15.107 states, Eka Krishna Name Kori Sarva Papachai. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna once, a person is relieved from all the reactions of a sinful life. Pure chanting can remove our whole material existence and establish us as loving servants of Krishna. Bhava maha devagni navaparam. When enough dirt is removed, the great forest fire, maha devagni, of material life, is extinguished, navaparam. Shreya karayava chandrika vitaranam. The awakening of our spiritual identity, the white lotus of our true good fortune, shreya karayava, spreads Vitaranam, its leaves, and begins to blossom in the cooling moonbeams, Chandrika, of Krishna's holy names. Thus far, Mahaprabhu has used two metaphors to illustrate the effects of chanting Krishna's names. A mirror to describe our identity, telling us that we must cleanse this mirror in order to see ourselves, and the blossoming of the lotus flower, the gradual revelation, of our eternal identity in relationship with Krishna. Vidyavadu Jivanam. The phrase literally means the life of the wife of knowledge and requires clarification. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that just as a wife naturally follows her husband, so transcendental knowledge naturally follows the chanting of Krishna's holy names. Transcendental knowledge begins with the understanding that we are eternal souls and not the body, and approaches completion when we realize our relationship with Krishna, Sambandha. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, blossoming fully, the flower of the holy name takes me to Braja
and reveals to me his own love dalliance. His name gives to me my own eternal spiritual body, keeps me right by Krishna's side, and completely destroys everything related to this mortal frame of mine. From Sharanagati, Sri Nama Mahatmya, verse 7. This means that chanting the holy name is sufficient. It can reveal to us our eternal relationship with Krishna. No other spiritual practice is required. Anandam Buddhi Varadhanam. Bliss is the natural condition of the soul. Chanting the holy names releases in the heart an ever-increasing ocean of transcendental ecstasy. Pratipadam Purna Amrita Asvadanam. Pratipadam, step by step, our taste svadana becomes full purna, and that taste is nectarian, amrita. We will be able to relish the nectarian taste for which the soul hankers. The soul separated from Krishna lives in a desert. When someone lives in a desert, his tongue becomes dry, and while searching for water, he tends to follow mirages, sometimes to his death. There is no water in a desert, no way to satisfy his hankering, but still the holy name is fully satisfying, and chanting it saturates the soul with the rich nectar of Krishna's service. Savatma Snapadam, the holy name bathes the soul, cleansing it of all subtle and gross contamination, and immerses it in ecstasy. The Mahamantra is capable of inducing the highest ecstasy in the heart. Because the holy name gives these seven effects, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, it is supremely Param, victorious, Jayate, over material existence. It destroys the material world and establishes the soul in a world of joy. Vishvam Purna Sukhayate. The first key, chant Hare Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna is the method of self-realization for Kali Yuga, the iron age of quarrel and strife. Quote, although Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. End quote. Srimad Bhagavatam 12.351. How often should we chant? If possible, always. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended Kirtanaya Sadahari. If unable to chant constantly, we should chant at least our prescribed number of rounds on beads. But whether on beads or off beads, we should chant Hare Krishna as much as we can. Quote, whether you are a family person living at home or a sannyasi living in the forest, constantly chant and call out Hari Hari. Whether you are in a condition of happiness or distress, do not forget this chanting. Just fill your lips with Harinam. From Gitavali of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Sri Nagar Kirtan, Song 2, verse 2. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declares, I shall personally inaugurate the religion of this age, Namasankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of loving devotional service. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi 320. By chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra as constantly as possible, our hearts will gradually become cleansed, and all seven effects described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will manifest in us. Hare Krishna.